Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back, Dean. Did you have a good time hobnobbing with the stars in Hollywood?
Yeah, I did. It was busy. We went to some premieres and wound up talking to a lot of people. Sat down with Will Smith. Not something I expected to do for a very, very, very long time.
That must have been interesting.
He has a new movie that's coming out called Emancipation. And it's a story of a slave at the period of the Emancipation Proclamation. His performance is stunning. It's the best Will Smith performance that I've ever seen, which now will bring up the question, what if you've got a spectacular performance like this, only he's been barred from the Academy Awards because of the slap last year?
Were you allowed to ask him about that?
We did. Yeah, he did not back away from questions on that. He was very well prepared and very eloquent about his regret for what happened. And, you know, very, very intelligently tied it into the theme of the movie of a slave who is escaping atrocities, just as he in his personal life has endured this horrible thing that he now has to get through. So he didn't back away from talking about it at all. And this movie is amazing. His performance is amazing. I have no idea how they're going to reconcile all this when nominations come out. I don't know if he gets nominated, but people can't vote, or his name's on there, and there's an asterisk, or I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be a question come Oscar nomination time. Talked with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. They have a new Christmas movie. It's coming out this coming Friday. I'll tell you more about that. It's a musical. Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds singing and dancing in this.
Interesting.
And yesterday, I sat down with Steven Spielberg.
Oh, that movie looks fantastic.
That movie is fantastic. It's called the Fabermans, and it is essentially Steven Spielberg's story of how he got interested in movies and what his life was like growing up and his family. He's directing it. Seth Rogen is in it. Michelle Williams is in it. Paul Dano. Judd Hirsch plays a nutty uncle in the family. He's going to get nominated and probably win an Academy Award, Judd Hirsch, for his performance in this movie. So the really good movies are getting ready to be unleashed. Thanksgiving weekend's always a big, you know, weekend for that, and Christmas time's a big weekend for that. So we'll be telling you all about them as we get closer.
Any more information on Aaron Carter?
Yeah, there actually has been some information. Nothing official. The police are conducting their official investigations into what happened that left 34-year-old Aaron Carter dead in a bathtub, found dead in a bathtub this past Saturday at his home. No suicide note, no signs of foul play, but the LA Times is reporting that police found compressed air canisters and medications in his bedroom and his bathroom. And people close to Aaron Carter said that he was addicted to huffing, using the compressed air canisters, and struggling with substance abuse. His behavior had been erratic over the years, so much so that brother Nick Carter, who very passionately and emotionally at his own Backstreet Boys concert after the announcement of his brother's death came out, paid a very tearful tribute to his brother, filed a restraining order against him because he was concerned that he was going to harm him or his family. So we're going to wait for the medical examiner to get the exact results of the toxicology reports and all.
Such a sad story. Dean, who is the sexiest man alive?
Well, it is a Marvel superhero this year. It is Captain America himself, Chris Evans. They made the announcement late last night, and he is 41 years old. He is single. He says marriage and raising a family is something that he really wants to do. He's looking forward to being bullied and harassed by his best friends for this honor. But he said he doesn't care because his mom is going to be so happy to brag about all of this. People magazine already did an interview with Chris Evans' mom, and she said she's not surprised at all that he was chosen as sexiest man of the year.
Of course not.
As any mom would say. So congrats to him.
We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony yesterday, and Alanis Morissette was not part of that. What happened?
She was supposed to have done a duet with Olivia Rodrigo, the teen sensation. They were supposed to pay tribute to Carly Simon and do a duet of You're So Vain. But Alanis Morissette pulled out at the last minute, saying that within the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, within their production team, she found there to be sexism and disrespect toward women. And she says she is at a point in her life where she's not going to spend any time in an environment that reduces women. So she walked. She just backed out. And Olivia Rodrigo went on, did the song by herself. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony was not broadcast yet. It will be. Usually they do it in January. But it's not something that we saw happen live. We're going to have to wait to see how they edit and cover it all up to make it look like everything is just perfect.
Maybe. Rebel Wilson baby news this morning, huh?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson is a new mom of a little baby girl born from a surrogate last week. The baby is named Royce Lillian. I love that for a first name, Royce. The baby has been years in the making, according to Rebel Wilson. Thank the surrogate for helping her start a family. And this after news just a couple of days ago that Rebel Wilson was engaged, and then she denied being engaged to her current girlfriend. They are still together. They're just not engaged, but now they also have a baby. So why not make things as complicated as possible?
Why not? In the Jimmy news, let's see, Kimmel is going to host the Oscars for the third time, and yep. Fallon is playing around with Weird Al.
Everybody, huh? America's got Weird Al fever right now because of this movie that's out. That's called Weird, the Al Yankovic story, which is a biopic, spoofing biopics in typical Weird Al fashion. Really funny movie. It's got everybody remembering all their old favorite Weird Al Yankovic songs. So Jimmy Fallon and his band, The Roots, got together with Weird Al. You know how when they get together with all the little children's instruments, musical yeah. instruments, and they did a few of Weird Al's greatest hits.
It never ends.
All I can say is you're welcome for me putting those songs in your head for the rest of the day today.
Earworms from Dean Richards.
Earworms, right.
And finally, Chris Cuomo's in Chicago tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, I tuned into his show last night, pre-election coverage last night, and it's going to be post-election coverage. They're doing it here at 2501 West Bradley Place instead of his studio in New York. Why wouldn't you want to do election results just a half a block away from the Waveland Bowling Alley right here?
And a nice submarine sandwich place.
Get a nice, the one I think you're talking about has been closed for a few years. But there is a Potbelly that took its place several years ago. But it's kind of cool to have, the National Election Central centered right here in Chicago. And, we've gone all out to roll out the red carpet here for Chris Cuomo. We've taken the old cupcakes that have been in the vending machine and outdated since last April, and we replaced them with cupcakes that have only been outdated since September. So they're
good for you.
It's a whole new batch of food that's barely edible for Chris Cuomo. If you're listening, Chris, bring exact change for the vending machines.
Yeah, maybe in honor of Chris and the News Nation crew, we can get that sub shop that, you're right, it's gone now, that I loved at Addison and Western.
Right
to,
on the corner.
To reopen. Yeah, maybe they can get a pop-up going just for tonight.
That
was
me.
A great place.
Every time I go by there, I was like, what? It's just like they disappeared suddenly.
Yeah, it was a great family business, and they were really good.
They were really, really good sandwiches, and now it's gone. But the building has been empty, vacant. Nothing going on there. That's not tearing it down, not rebuilding it, not rehabbing it, nothing. And, you know, nosy neighbors want to know.
Maybe you could recreate their subs on one of your cooking segments on Channel 9.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's Sub Sandwich Store.
You heard it here first.
It's going to be my new career.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.